This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. You know, sometimes I hate being right. Sometimes there's just no satisfaction in it. Case in point, water in the Klamath Basin. Remember, I revealed last fall there was a water problem coming. In case you forgot, let's go back to that story. Our sales manager here at the radio station goes for a walk during his lunch hour, and most times it's in the Link River Trail. Last fall, he noted multiple times that when work was being done on the Link River Dam, all the gates were wide open and water was just pouring down the river. Matter of fact, he took several pictures to document what was being done. He further went on to question several people on the shore that were working on the project, and all were rather hesitant and suspicious of answering too terribly many questions. So I said back then that they are wasting so much of our precious water by simply pouring it down the river that we'll have another water crisis come spring. Voila, here we are. I'm sure workers had to release some water as they worked on the dam gates, but what our picture showed was shocking. Water literally gushing down the river and being wasted as it heads out to sea. Really shocking, considering the water problems we seem to have every year. But regardless, you saw the lake this fall. Around Putnam's Point, there were small islands of rock showing, which indicated just how much water had been wasted and how low the lake level was allowed to get. Now, with an extended forecast of dry weather, well, surprise, it appears we'll have a tough water year again this year. Go figure. While we're on the subject of water, I do have to repeat the story from several years ago. I had some friends in to visit, and we took a drive up to Crater Lake. Of course, we drove around Upper Klamath Lake, and they remarked how much water is in the Klamath Basin. And it's true. I explained to them, it was a low water year, you see, and our farmers and ranchers were being forced to operate on restricted water use. Frankly, they were astonished. If you drive around the lake, even in late August, the sheer volume of water is unbelievable. But not enough to support our farmers and ranchers. Nope, endangered species require more water in the lake, and conversely, more water being flushed down the river. That just doesn't make any sense, does it? If there were some scientific evidence that restricting water was helping the endangered suckerfish, well, I guess you might have an argument for it. But bottom line, there isn't any. Although the government has been insisting on this approach for many, many, many years, by their own admission, it has done little or nothing to improve the sucker population. Why do we continue to do it then? Well, because as we all know, the government doesn't ever concede that it was wrong about anything. Remember the spotted owl fiasco? It still continues to this day. That's the same thing. Put the hardship and the burden on the general population, then go out and achieve nothing, or at best minute tiny success in your stated goal, but by golly, just keep doing what you're doing. It's been failed policy for decades, and yet the government continues to go down that path. No wonder they're $22 trillion in debt. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.